President Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com on this January the 2nd on the West Coast, now already January the 3rd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. So nice to have you with us this evening. Got a great guest for you tonight, and we're going to talk about Lord knows what with everything that's going on. It seems that now there's some controversy over the vice presidential nominee in the Republican Party and her daughter's pregnancy. It's an out-of-wedlock pregnancy, I guess, in the fifth month of the pregnancy. And evidently, that's now taking the place of Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and the late Anna Nicole Smith, burning up the airwaves on mainstream media. It never ceases to amaze me how the media, in their attempt to deflect attention off of the candidates, will take anything. I suppose if I were running, they would be talking about the crickets in my front yard, just to have some kind of controversy. It never ceases to amaze me. Hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. I did a broadcast last night, which was sort of a monologue. Had a surprise phone call from Billy Fay Woodard, who is going to be my guest tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about the Hollow Earth and Area 51 and some other interesting topics. So you're sure to want to tune in tomorrow. I'm a little tongue-tied tonight. It's been a long day. I'd like to thank all the folks that sent me emails and condolences on the passing of my cousin. We all go through such loss during our lifetimes, and it's really pronounced when it happens to someone as young as he was. Certainly a mother or a grandmother doesn't expect to see their child go before they do. And the family came very close together in support. It was amazing how many friends my cousin had. So I want to thank all the listeners out there that sent me condolences. And it's much appreciated. With that, we're going to move on to a more lively topic right now, and I'm going to, again, welcome back to Evident Footprints a good friend, and becoming a good friend of the listening audience, particularly those who have tried some of his herbs. And our guest tonight is an environmental scientist. He is a health consultant, an herbalist, a historian, and a fine musician. And his name is Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome again to Evident Footprints.
Hi, good morning, Don. Thanks for the invite. Great to be back on your show.
Well, it's good morning on the East Coast, but still good evening on the West Coast, so we don't want to make those folks think that they should be in bed by now.
No, only those on the East Coast should be.
with their laptops sitting on the pillow, right?
There you go, with the earbuds.
And overheating. Well, how was your holiday? Let me ask you that.
It was pretty nice, thank you, Don. Really nice summer weather here in Lower Hudson Valley. Some chemtrail activity, of course, earlier in the weekend. But the last couple of days, really nice weather.
Yeah, I noticed many of those rogue UN pilots up there spraying the skies over a three-state area yesterday. It was pretty interesting that they would actually do this on a national holiday. It definitely shows who is behind this, and it's worth at least an honorable, or should I call it a dishonorable mention.
Absolutely. Very dishonorable.
And you know, to hear people in the government deny that this is going on, and there are just thousands and thousands of pictures on the web showing this, and you can see it in real time. When in our history, and you'd have to go back 10 years, maybe 11 years now, when in our history, in our, let's say within the past 50 years, have we ever experienced anything like what's going on right now in our skies? And not that I intend to talk about chemtrails tonight, but it just really irked me that this was going on. And there are people out eating and celebrating, having picnics and family get-togethers in their yards and out in the country and out in the woods, and these guys are up there spraying toxins.
Mm-hmm. Back and forth, just flying by, back and forth. And it's very blatant. It's very surprising how many people still aren't noticing it after 10 years of this activity. Goes to show one of my favorite teachings from the Lord himself. It's not in the gospel. It's in Essene Gospels, but not in the regular Gospels. And he says, it's not easy to gaze your eyes towards the heavens when all men can only gaze at the ground. And that makes me always think of everybody today, not noticing these chemtrails. They're staring at the ground instead of looking up in the sky, and that's a bad habit. But to wrap it up, he said, it's not easy to gaze at the sky when all men can only gaze at the ground. It's not easy to worship at the feet of angels when all men can only worship fame and honor, riches. But most difficult of all is to think the thoughts of angels, speak the words of angels, and to do as angels do.
Yeah, and when you put it that way, it's almost like we're getting our comeuppance in a way. I mean, our ignorance of what's going on is what's permitting this to happen. I can't imagine that anyone that knows this, and there are a lot of people that know it that still are not voicing their opinion and making this known to local authorities, state authorities, or even the feds. And the feds, they all know what's going on, but the reason nothing's being done about it is people aren't talking about it,
right?
Other than amongst each other.
That's right.
You know,
even though Dennis Kucinich, I believe it was just a year ago, sponsored a bill in the House which covered the chemtrail activity and the government's requirement to disclose to us, the public, what they're doing up there. But, of course, that bill never passed.
Well, it's just another one to chalk up on the ledger for crimes to hold them responsible for.
That's right. Suppressing the truth again.
Yeah.
By our own representatives in our government.
Well, it's not my intention to go into that topic tonight because it can easily take up 2 hours, number one, and there are a lot of other things. What I think is still somehow it's evaded the mass consciousness of America is who these candidates are. And how phony they are, and I say that with no hesitation, based upon my research and based upon the information that's coming out from all camps now. Obama is not an American, and they darn well know he's not an American, and that they're still pushing this agenda. Mm-hmm. McCain is not an American. And I don't care if he served in the military or not. In fact, he was quite incompetent, as was his father and his grandfather. historians admit that. But this issue of him being a hero, you know, it just irks me to no end. The guy was born elsewhere other than where he said, because if he had been born in the Panama Canal Zone, there would be some record of it, and there is no record of it. And well, they evade the truth.
You know, they do that very well, Don, but that's why they're presidential candidates, due to their high level of incompetence, and that's what's so dang disgusting about this election cycle, just like the last presidential one, and the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that, but we're definitely spiraling down. This is an all-time low this time around. Two real super losers that we have to select. Locally, is talking with an elderly guy. Well, Mike, it's the lesser of the two devils. Yes, it's the same old story, and aren't you tired of that yet?
Yeah, on what basis do people even make that assumption? I mean, you know, you have people that are backing Obama for whatever reason, and, you know, the point here is not to criticize those people, but to awaken people to what's going on. You know, it's like watching people that are just brainwashed. I happened to listen to another show where somebody was just commenting on what the Democratic National Convention looked like. And it looked like a bunch of idiots at a New Year's Eve party, basically.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. That's a perfect summary of that event, Don, because that's my take. I watched a little bit of it because you can only watch a little of that nonsense. Otherwise, you're going to want to kick the TV in. And you see that clown Obama talking, and of course, he's reading off a teleprompter or something. It's not just a straight from the heart dialogue that he's having. And how can you respect someone that can't talk straight from the heart? Especially on serious critical issues and that our country's facing right now. And then you look at the people when the cameras are panning the audience and they're waving their flags, they're hooting and hollering at this guy like he's the savior himself, and he's nothing but a commie that's going to, a UN globalist communist who's going to tax us harder than any Democrat before. And he's going to cause our country to go down so fast into this global UN junk where we don't have any more individual rights. We have to think globally what's best for the global community. That's his whole spiel. It's disgusting. But I was baffled to see these people waving and hooting and hollering and with that blank stare look in their eyes like, Don, they are hypnotized. They gotta be brainwashed, or they're paid to attend, or lastly, they're just so drunk from the big party that convention just clearly was. I can't explain any other way why Americans would be acting so insane for this guy Obama.
Yeah, now his voting record was recently dismantled, we'll say, by talk show host Terry Anderson, who has a weekly show out of Los Angeles that goes across the country. And Terry basically, Terry's a black man, by the way. Terry went into virtually all the claims Obama was making. I don't have the list in front of me, but there were at least 35, maybe as many as 40 points that he nailed him on. And they're all basically lies. They were exaggerations or total outright lies about his voting record and what he stood for. One of the things that comes to mind is his recent statement to the media. Now, he's telling us we shouldn't be in Iraq. We never should have gone to Iraq, yet he voted for the war. We shouldn't have gone to Afghanistan, yet he voted for Afghanistan, the war in Afghanistan. He's telling us in his speeches, he's telling us that we should be pulling out of Iraq and Afghanistan, yet on the other side of his mouth, he's saying we should be sending somewhere between, I've heard him initially say 15,000 soldiers. Now I've heard the media report 9,000. The amount doesn't matter. If you're pulling out, you shouldn't even be sending one.
And clearly, how can you trust anything the guy says? When one day it's yes, next day it's no on the same subject. So he's a typical politician, clearly just saying whatever the people want to hear, Don. But once he's in office, just like GW and the Clintons before him, business as usual, the bankster clan, the Rockefeller cabal with the Federal Reserve, will have all their agenda clearly pursued 100%. Otherwise, they will have to be discarded. And the Americans just don't seem to catch on to this yet. These guys, McCain and Obama, just like GW and the Clintons, they're all opposite sides of the same coin. And that coin is a Federal Reserve coin. And these guys work for them solely. So during the campaigning, sure, get the toast buttered, say whatever you want to hear, that's fine, because these guys have no hearts and they have no souls. It doesn't matter to them if they're lying. When they go to bed at night, they still sleep fine because they have no heart, no conscience at all. And so they'll just tell you what you want to hear, but once they're in office, that door closes on us. And then it's business as usual for the banksters.
Well, yeah, and I think it's appropriate for us to bring that up because we're going to talk about some deeper issues tonight, I think, if you permit me to guide us along a particular line of conversation here.
You take the lead, Don.
Okay, and some of this has to do with the guest I'm going to have on tomorrow night. This all pans out, and I think you know where I'm going with this. Or you'll figure it out pretty soon if you don't. When you look at what our country is going through, and the reason we're going to talk about this tonight is, again, for those listeners out there that are trying to sort out all this insanity that we're witnessing, whether it's the coverage nonstop of another manufactured hurricane that lands upon New Orleans 3 years to the day that Hurricane Katrina hit, the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Is it 3 years or just the anniversary? I've even lost track. Let's say it's close. Yeah, it's the anniversary. If it's 3 years, that sounds about right. And now FEMA is being praised and Homeland Security is being praised. I thought Homeland Security was created to fight terrorism. Now,
hold on, Don. I got to stand up and do the goose step with Zeke Heil every time I hear that Homeland Security. So hang on a second.
they made sure Ray Nagin had good things, the mayor of New Orleans had good things to say about FEMA this time around. And I'm sure there's some good people working for FEMA that don't have a clue what's going on. Assume that this just happened to fall on the same day. The other hurricane was manufactured, and we know that from satellite images that were released a month ahead of time. So taking that into consideration and the fact that the media spends all their time on the doom and gloom and the destruction and the death of a hurricane that didn't even have to happen, striking again New Orleans, and there was also a leak in the levee also. I don't know how extensive flooding was, but I'm sure it was nothing like Hurricane Katrina's flooding, and that was the scapegoat, actually the collapse of that levee. People heard explosions going off. That levee collapsing was the out for the insurance companies, because few, if any, people had flood insurance. And if the homes were destroyed by flooding, they didn't have to pay out any money. So they made out like bandits. They ended up raising all those houses. People were left without homes, without families, without jobs. And where did the government help them? What did they do? They bought 25,000 trailers, parked them in Arkansas, and I think in South Carolina, and they had problems with the actual trailers that people were living in. Mm-hmm. They were leaking formaldehyde and other toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody made a killing selling those to the government, and they parked them in lots. And out of the 25,000 trailers I had heard, they'd only given out about 3,000 of them. So you had 22,000 trailers still parked out there. And there are people in this hurricane that are still building onto their houses with the trailers attached to the house, with newly fallen trees crushing the houses that they were renovating.
That's a shame.
And that's going on. Okay, now this is tragic. It's sad. That diversion and the diversion of this, if you want to call it, presidential campaign has taken the public's eye off of what is really going on, and that's the massive theft of public funds. It's still going on.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Milking the cow dry is how I'd like to say it. And, you know, Don, all those poor victims down here of the Katrina hurricane and, like you're saying, they destitute and wiped out and no insurance. And yet, our government can help those poor people, but at the same time, they can take our tax money and give billions of dollars to Israel and to every other country in the world, mainly all enemies of ours, China, Russia. But we just can't seem to help our own people with our own money, but we got all the money in the world to give to foreigners every day. And nobody questions that, says anything about it. I remember a few years back when I called in on ABC here out of New York City with John Gamblin, and I actually told him, I said, John, it's pretty outrageous to me how the government's claiming they're broke and they're going to have to find ways to tax us to raise revenue and all that happy nonsense. And yet, we still give away billions every year, billions of dollars that should be home in our pockets. That's ridiculous. It's outrageous and it's criminal. And he says to me, well, obviously you don't know how the world works. and then they hang up on me. You know, you don't get a chance to respond. They won't give you that. They just slam the phone on me every time. And I wanted to tell them, look, you idiot, obviously I do know how the world works and that's what I'm talking about. And you obviously don't care as an American that we're giving away our whole country to foreigners and we can't even use our own wealth to keep our own infrastructure going, as well as when Americans are in a jam, we go to our kitty, we got a surplus, give the help to the needy Americans.
Yeah, this, you know, that's how they control all the media. Radio's the same way. Clear Channel Radio, for example. Clear Channel, I forget how many thousand stations they own across the country, but they definitely censor the kind of comments you just made, or mm-hmm. they'll censor the comments I'm making right at this moment.
That's right.
Just the fact that I'm pointing out that they censor what goes over the airwaves, and you can tell when you're listening to the spin. If you've done some research and you hear the spin that's coming off over the airwaves, basically ridiculing anyone that does not play ball, anyone that dares challenge what's going on, anyone that dares mention corruption, whether it's in the government itself, if it's in the Justice Department, if it's in the financial sector, if it has anything to do with corporate monopolies, the traitorous corporations that moved their businesses out of the country and stole the pensions of their workers, if mm-hmm. the government didn't steal it, or the banks didn't steal it, or if all of them together didn't steal it, everything is about destroying this country. And they're going to cover that up. They're paid to cover that up. They're paid to lie about it. And somehow, people, even people who are in the know, expect these people to suddenly tell the truth. It's not going to happen.
No, they not if they want that cushy job that they've been given to lie to us and divert our attention to gossip information rather than real critical news. Yeah, Don, it's Rockefeller Media, and that's why. No coincidence that these news shows are based out of Rockefeller Center. And so, yeah, they're very professional at suppressing the truth, diverting our attention. And somebody like myself, when they call in and make such comments, you know, I would be somebody that's out there or something like that. And it's really disgusting. And, of course, when I call in on such shows, I gave up after constantly getting the phone slammed on me. But my whole intention was to just wake up the audience. I know John Gambling or whoever else I'd be talking to on ABC Talk Radio, I know they're going to try to shut me down and cut me off so I don't get a chance to finish my line of thought as I expose the lies and the deceit. And my only intention is to wake up the listening audience so they say, wow, did you hear what that guy said? Boy, I didn't know that. And I start to get them to think. That's the whole purpose. That's the only thing you can accomplish because they won't give you much room to talk once they know you're out of their box.
Mm-hmm. And then they pay these anchors, whether it's TV or radio, they pay them millions of dollars to put out this propaganda, and they advertise it in a way that they idolize these people, like we're supposed to think Katie Couric is some big star because she's got a half an hour show on CBS.
There you go, star. They're all stars.
They're stars. Now there's something going on that I'd like to talk about too.
Sure, Don. Before you get to that, let me just make a quick comment on FEMA.
No. Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
And what's important
censorship.
On that is
censorship.
There may be. Yeah. Hello, Don. Hello. Of course, they're trying to portray them as a good government operation. They're for us. Oh, isn't that nice? But and you're giving some of them the benefit of the doubt that maybe, you know, they're not on to what FEMA really is all about, which is just a Gestapo kind of operation. But years ago, when Alex Jones had one of his videos, I think 9/11, Rise of the Police State, it might have been that one, but he had a little video clip of a FEMA representative instructing a group of rescue people, like firemen and emergency type people, and it was in a little classroom. Now, this little FEMA representative started to yell to his audience that were there for this training advice, whatever it was supposed to be. He starts yelling how George Washington and the founding fathers were terrorists. And I am not exaggerating. And he's really ranting and raving as if he's going to really go berserk. And he's claiming how these guys were terrorists because why? They assassinated British. Oh, how dare them. And that little video clip I show people as often as I can so they can see what FEMA's all about. A bunch of commies or Nazis, totally anti-American. That FEMA rep was probably a foreigner because I don't think I'd ever find an American except a brainwashed commie American that would ever have the nerve to say that George Washington and the founding fathers were terrorists.
Well, that means Barack Obama is a terrorist, and Cheney and all these guys are all related, right? They've been putting out there for us.
It should be a continued line of thought if that's their case. That's right, Don. But clearly, just to wrap it up with this example, this guy here, I would have if I was in that classroom, I would have went down into his face and I would have called him a traitor and a communist right to his face, and I would have duked it out with him because he was very, very blatantly anti-American. And I just couldn't get over how any of those guys in the audience didn't say anything. They were going along like, yeah, yeah, right. And I'm like, wow, are Americans that easy today to be brainwashed and won over just from a simple class like that? And now next thing you know, you're leaving saying George Washington and the Founding Fathers were terrorists? That's how outraged I am with FEMA and their intentions with us. And I just hope the Americans start catching on to that.
Well, it's ironic that when we were smelling a false flag event in Texas City, Texas, which is just outside of Houston, and it fits the pattern of the twin concept, New York, New York, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Texas mm-hmm. City, Texas, Florida City, Florida, Kansas City, Kansas, on and on. FEMA was going as far west as California, warning people at the banks not to allow people to remove things from safety deposit boxes.
Yes.
If there was any kind of emergency.
Well, so, wasn't that actually Homeland Security with Chertoff doing that?
Well, that's possible, but the specific reports that were coming out was that it was FEMA doing it. In California, while this false flag event in Texas was being planned. So, they were going to hit the oil refineries, and that was definitely going to put a crimp on the banking system. So, they were anticipating something, and who knows, they probably had something planned for California as well.
I'm sure it's still in the works, Don.
And we're speaking about who the terrorists, the real terrorists are here now.
Right.
You know, Osama was hiding in his cave. We know that. So.
That's right, with his wireless remote.
Yes. Well, I'm being a bit sarcastic about the bloodline, you know, because these people, I mean, that Cheney's people would actually claim being related to Obama is totally absurd. Now, there is one way that they can be related, and I'm going to come flat out and say it, and that's if they're all reptilians. That's the only way they can be related,
mm-hmm.
is through the reptilian bloodline.
Right.
And that's the one thing that so many people are afraid to talk about, because it's the aspect of the truth that's the most difficult to get a handle on.
Yes, it is, Don. That one you got to reserve for the advanced student.
Well, those are the people
truth.
Listening to this show.
I'm sure it is.
The advanced students.
Your all your fans should be pretty much up to speed with everything by now, because you're just so informative and a great educator. But truly, that's the ultimate answer to everything. But it's got to be held in reserve for the advanced students, because it'll scare everybody else off. It just seems crazy. And they're not astute enough yet to be aware of the multidimensional reality, the fallen angels, and that nothing's changed since the beginning of time, good versus evil, and man's in the middle of it, and we're, in fact, now at the tail end of a long, long eons of battling back and forth between good and evil. We're at the tail end of that. It's going to climax sometime in the near future. And so the Americans first have to come to terms with just the physical reality that we have a domestic enemy nesting in our government in Washington, D.C. And they're the true terrorists. They're the sponsors of all evil. They work for the bankster clans, the Federal Reserve cabal, the Rothschild Rockefeller cabal. They're into this globalist UN agenda. And they're anti-American, anti-individual freedoms, anti-Jesus, anti-Christian, anti-God.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that's obvious to everybody now. Can't say Jesus during Christmas. And they're exporting all our jobs. They're financing and building up countries that have always been enemies of ours, Russia and China. And So Americans can recognize all that with no problem now because they've seen it. They're experiencing it firsthand. They can't deny it. The reptilians, save that for your definitely advanced classes.
Well, I want to talk about it some more. So.
Okay.
Here's an interesting point I'd like to make. And if you look at the control of the world, it's been done by a handful of people through the banking system. I'm sure you would agree.
Absolutely.
And through the military-industrial complex. Okay, mm-hmm. Now, where did all this love for war come from? Was this something that man was given? Was this put into man's spirit? When God created mankind, did he make them warriors? Okay, now they obviously came into contact with Satan and were tricked or fooled or swayed under the promise of riches and fame and all the accoutrements that go along with that, the power to control people. But ultimately, who would wield that power over them? The very individual that gave that power to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, since they're violating God's laws, they can't be operating on God's side. That's clear. Since mm-hmm. they're violating the laws that they've created for the rest of us to follow, they're not on man's side either. So if they're not on God's side and they're not on man's side, that leaves Satan, but the issue is a bit more multidimensional than that. We know from numerous people who have come through that there is an aspect to what we're experiencing that comes from elsewhere. Why are our greater governments, the larger countries, the countries that wield political power and wield wealth and strong militaries, why are they focusing on amassing wealth and creating war, which is nothing but a diversion, and it's this unending, insatiable appetite to witness death. It's quite obvious that they're planning to leave. They're planning to go somewhere. And they may be forced out of this situation. They may be forced to leave, and they very well know that that's upon them. Jim Murray has stated numerous times on this show that he doesn't see the New World Order and the Illuminati succeeding, that their plans are too grand and that at some point they're going to fail. Now, they figure they can brainwash the whole planet, they can control the whole planet, and through that control, that we're just all gonna, lower our hands and bow our heads and become slaves willingly for the rest of our existence. Those of us who are not murdered, those of us who are not killed off in the process. What we're experiencing is not being done to us by human beings. Human beings do not have the capacity to do the things that these things are doing to us. And I have to call them things because they're not human beings themselves.
They're soulless. Those soulless beings that can, that's the only kind of being that can perpetrate that kind of crime against creation. Because it's not just mankind. When these wars are going on, they're blowing up the whole environment. Animals and plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, everything, all the creation's being destroyed, not just mankind. And so you have to be soulless. You can't have any feelings in order to be able to carry out such activity and sleep soundly at night. We are definitely in a major battle between good versus evil. Nothing has changed. But, Don, we have been made as warriors when God created us, but we're spiritual warriors in with God's design, where we're supposed to not tolerate evil. That's a spiritual warrior. Always doing the right thing, never tolerating evil or what's wrong, what is not right behavior. And what the devils have taught mankind, and it's all disclosed in the first book of the Bible, it used to be in the Bible, the book of Enoch, the seventh generation from Adam, the great grandfather of Noah, the first immortal of mortals that was taken to heaven and never died. And he was shown how it all is, and he disclosed it all in writings, and those fallen angels taught mankind the art of warfare. And so then from that point on, then the good angels would instruct good men to fight evil, so we cannot conquer this section of creation, this planet. And that's what's been going on ever since. The good knights defending what is right all the time. The black knights doing what is evil all the time. And then you got the sheeple in the middle that don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, that's obvious, but there are a lot of people who are in positions of power that don't know what's going on too. You know, they're given a certain amount of the truth. And, you know, I think those numbers are changing all the time, increasing. There are more in the know. Why have a secret meeting with the Congress, which is supposed to be in the open, which is, you know, which are the servants of the public?
That's right.
What business do they have to conduct that we have no right to know about?
Absolutely.
That's an issue. And so when I look at what's being done, on multiple levels, I can only deduce that these people are not even human. They're the furthest thing from being human.
Absolutely. I can't see how anyone could disagree with that. And yes, at the physical level, these perpetrators of evil, some of them are just low level grunts, doing it as a job. They don't really look into anything. They just follow orders and are getting paid for it, and they figure they're doing what's right for this country. There's maybe a few of them, but you can only participate in the game for so long, and then you start to see what you're doing, the results of what you did, and then you have to start to realize, hey, I'm involved with some sinister activity here, and so they all have to come to terms with that sooner than later. But ultimately, what is scary is that behind the curtains in the multidimensional realms where the fallen angels are manipulating, controlling all their puppets at the physical level, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Clintons, the Bushes, and the rest of the clowns, the Obamas, the McCains, they don't care about anything. They are totally happy if the whole earth blows up. They're the ones behind the escalation of nuclear technology for warfare. They're the masters of the technologies of death. And so they would be totally content to know the whole earth is blown up, because they're not out just to make man's world, man's life, miserable. They want to make all the creation miserable. That's what makes them happy. And so just think about the asteroid belt. Now, that asteroid belt in our solar system was a planet. The asteroids are chunks of the crust of that planet still occupying the same orbit the planet had. Who blew it up? It's my contention. It was blown up by demonic activity a long time ago. They had nuclear weaponry. And those same masterminds of technologies of death are here now for the last 100 years, developing the same technologies, and they're capable of doing that to the earth as well. And that's why the Lord said the days weren't shortened, no flesh would be saved in those end days. And that's where we are now. If the Lord didn't intervene and keep the time frame short, and they had more time to pull off their plans, they probably destroy everything here too, Don.
Yeah, when you asked the rhetorical question, who blew up that planet, I was thinking of the Duck Hunter.
Yes, sure, sure. Those they're the evil ones behind it all.
Yep. This is, this is a difficult topic for some people, but it doesn't mean that because they have trouble grasping it, that it shouldn't be talked about. It's part of the truth. And there are those, that are still trapped in the belief system that are not going to allow their consciousness to expand to the point to where they will accept truth. Now, we're not asking people to believe us, are we? I don't recall asking anyone to believe what I'm saying. But I've recommended to folks that they do some research. And the reason for that, obviously, is so that one knows before they come to conclusions about our own sanity. David Icke is a perfect example. William Cooper is another example of two people that spent time researching and releasing this information to the public. Now, William Cooper died before his time, likely because he came out and talked about things that they didn't want out. Now there's thousands of people talking about this on shows just like this and writing about it in magazine articles or posting things on the internet. There are other researchers that have come across the same information. There are people who have been involved in the mind control programs or the sex slave industry that have come forward with the same types of stories. There are people that have been with NASA. There are astronauts that have talked about this. So this is not something that's a peculiarity that I have. This is something that I, along with these other folks, have taken into consideration as a solid reason behind what we're experiencing.
Absolutely. It's not abstract information, even though it seems to be to the novice. It's valid, established facts that have been known for a very long time that have simply been suppressed. And therefore, the average person that doesn't pursue the truth, doesn't take the effort to try to understand what's going on around them. This will all seem startling and strange or crazy, but it's established fact, all of it. And all you have to do is just do a little work on your own, verify whether or not what Don or I am saying is true or not, and take it from there. Once you realize it's all true, you'll respect Don a whole lot more, and keep listening and keep growing and expanding your mind so that you can also be ahead of the curve instead of behind the curve, knowing what we're up against and understand their agenda, and then you can anticipate what's coming around the corner and you can be ready.
Okay, Michael, we have a caller right now, so would you mind taking a call?
Hey, great.
Okay, caller, would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, would
you
state your name, please, and where you're calling from?
No.
Seth, evidently the caller cannot hear us speak.
Hello?
Hello? You're on Evident Footprints. Your name, please.
You can hear me, but I can't hear you. That's weird.
That sounds like Billy Woodard, who I was just talking about a moment ago.
Hello?
Okay, Seth, we have a really bad connection here. See if you can talk to the caller, and it sounds like Billy Woodard. Have her call back, if you would. Yeah, have her call back, if you would, please. I'm getting chat messages here. All right. Well, Michael, we'll try again in a moment here. I guess
that'd be great.
try to reconnect the line. You see, having done the research that I've done and come to some conclusions that doing more research, I found David Icke was talking about the same things, or that Bryce Taylor or Arizona Wilder or Cisco Wheeler were talking about the same things, or Ken Adachi, and I mentioned Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper was well known, but I also know people in MUFON that talk about this. And I know people who are in various types of paranormal research organizations that have had contact with grays, have had communication with grays. And one of the topics that comes up is the reptilians. So all of us are insane.
Right.
Or we're really onto something.
That's right. Or it's all true.
Yes. And what makes the most sense is what is happening and who's behind what is happening. Only a non-human could be orchestrating the things that we're experiencing right now and live with themselves. The types of perversions, the amount of murder, the pedophilia, the theft, the deception, the lies, everything.
Non-human and or a soulless human. They're the only ones that can, again, do such sinister activity, just see misery and suffering causing it everywhere, and be happy with it. I mean, no decent soul person with a soul could ever allow that and be content with such activity. So sure, Don, that's the only answer for it.
Now, that said, there are some solutions. There are things that we can do, and I know I'll be talking about that with tomorrow night's guest. We're going to get into that from a totally different perspective.
Well, you mean like, can we hang them?
Well,
that's my solution.
I know. You know, we're talking about people that are being described on the Patriot networks, and you know, when we're talking about this criminal activity that's going on in our government, these are not baseless charges. These are documented charges that are going on internationally. In fact, we're non-compliant with the Basel II agreement. We no longer have the authority to do banking internationally. I don't think many of the listening audience are aware of that.
Right.
The Basel II agreement was supposed to have been enacted here in the United States. We were supposed to be in compliance with the Basel II agreement, which means that we were to convert to a gold standard. That has not happened. In fact, we don't even have money in the Treasury. There's no money in the Federal Reserve. And
there's no gold in Fort Knox.
And the gold has been stolen, okay? Now, who would steal gold from their own people? Who would steal gold
That's
from their
right.
economy?
That's right.
So the thing that is occurring looks like somebody's preparing for a cut and run. I mean, why would the President of the United States send his daughter down to Paraguay to buy a 98,840-acre ranch?
Right.
What would be the purpose for that?
And where'd they get the money for that?
Where did they get the money for that? Yeah, exactly. Okay. made out, $1 billion made out to Jorge Bush.
Yes. Jorge Bushwhacker.
Yeah, I think I got a message from Seth. I think we have our caller back on the line. So let's
Great.
See if our caller can state their name and we can hear each other speak.
It's Billy Woodard from Pahrump, Nevada.
Okay, Billy, how are you? You're my guest tomorrow evening. I thought that was you.
I know. No, I called because I was listening to George Bory, Dakota, And they're talking about the same exact same thing you're talking about right now.
They are. Well, shame on you for not listening to Evident Footprints. You wouldn't know that.
I'm listening to both of you at the same time. But they're talking about hurricanes and creating hurricanes and things of this nature on Coast to Coast Radio.
Well, are you saying that we're on to something, one or the other, or both of us?
Yeah, your guest is talking about hurricanes and fabricating them, and they're doing exactly the same thing on Coast to Coast Radio as we speak.
Yes, I got that message. Well, so maybe we're right then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you're definitely onto something because there's it's a meteorologist. He's an expert in hurricanes and things of that nature. And he's talking on Coast Radio about how that they believe that Gustav and Anna are fabricated hurricanes.
Well, we know that they have that technology. About a month before the Hurricane Katrina hit, there was what was described by for some reason his name escapes me now. Richard, who is the astronomer? The Mars.
Hoagland. Hoagland.
Richard Hoagland. Pardon me. I've gotten some Alzheimer juice in my coffee this evening. Richard Hoagland had brought it to everyone's attention that there was a sort of an electromagnetic footprint that showed up on a satellite photo of the Gulf of Mexico, and it was east of Texas, the Gulf area of Texas. And maybe 200 or 300 miles off the coast of Texas, and from what I learned in recent times, that the University of Texas may have been playing some role in this technology secretly. Of course, you know, the Pentagon has various universities doing this type of research, and they don't tell us about it. The reason they stay quiet is because they get paid a lot of money to do it. But the imprint showed up in three color bars on this NOAA website in a photograph, and over New Orleans was a hurricane. And this is about a month before Hurricane Katrina hit. So what Hoagland speculated was that we were looking at multi-dimensional physics, and I don't see why that's such a far stretch of the imagination. That's exactly the technique that they use, not to mention the electromagnetic pulses that they can induce these weather patterns from space or with HARP or both running together. And it falls in line with the Tesla technology. Tesla spoke about these things. So there's nothing really super mystical about it. The thing that's difficult for people to grasp is that a government would do that to its people.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You always.
Michael, do you want to respond?
Yeah, thanks. You always would get from many people, why would our own government do that to us? And the answer is because it's not our government. They are not us. They're foreigners. And when it comes to man-made weather events like Katrina, you look for unusual phenomenon that is not normally associated with that event, like a hurricane. And so out of all the hurricanes over the last few years, guys, think about, I think it was Charlie a few years back, came up through the Gulf across Florida into the Atlantic and was heading northeast up into the northern Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, what happened? It curved around and came back down south into the Caribbean and came back up and hit Florida again. Now, what was that? that was clearly a man-made activity there.
Yeah, nature doesn't operate like that.
You know, and it was that one's so blatant. It's like in our face. Look what we can do, and there's nothing you can do about it. And go tell everybody. They're just going to laugh and think you're crazy. That's how blatant that one was.
Yeah, and, what happens to the prices of wood or in building materials when that happens? So somebody in the building industry cleans up. They make a
Home Depot, big corporation.
Okay, Billy, do you have a comment or a question?
I just kind of found rather curious that Coast to Coast Radio is talking exactly the same thing you guys are talking about, and it just kind of blew me away. I'm going, wait a minute, we got the same subject going on both two programs at the same time, and they were talking about hurricanes and creating them, and I'm going, interesting. Got something going here that you're definitely hitting something home base.
Well, either that or I got together with George Norrie before the show and planned the whole thing out. No, you know I didn't do that. I'm just kidding. That's how spirit works, Billy, and you know that. If we're really seeking the truth, we're going to find the truth. The truth is going to find us.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, tomorrow night's going to be an eye-opener, definitely. I'll go ahead and leave you with your guest, and I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with my Skype. I bought a microphone or Skype headset, but as you heard, I wasn't getting through. You could hear me, but I couldn't hear you through my headphones. And I can't understand why.
You got to make sure you have everything plugged in the right place.
Yeah, it's plugged in the right place.
Okay, well then you have to set. Yeah, you've got to set your preferences so it knows that you're using the headset now.
Yeah. So
that's done in the.
Plug them in. Yeah,
you have to set the Skype preferences. We'll handle that off the air. Okay.
Yeah, of course. Why don't you give me a call after your show?
I may give you a call tomorrow. It's going to be kind of late after the show, if that's okay.
I mean, I'm up like a night owl. I'm up all night almost.
Okay, I have things I have to do though, Billy. Yeah. So I'll make contact with you tomorrow.
I was just thinking maybe I could call and maybe we can get this thing ironed out before tomorrow, so I could be all up going the way it's supposed to be tomorrow.
Well, we'll square it away in the morning. How would that be?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Billy, thanks for calling in, and looking forward to your interview tomorrow.
Same here. Thanks, Bill.
Okay. You have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Now, bye-bye. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to us now.
I will. I'm going to listen to you. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Isn't that interesting, Michael? They're talking about the same thing on another national show.
Yeah, well, see, Don, you're always right in the thick of things, done right on the current events on the top of it.
Well, this is really where, you know, at the top of the show where I intended to go with this is that we talk about what's really going on with these so-called acts of God, these supernatural events that are causing people to suffer all around this nation and particularly in the Southeast over and over again. It's senseless.
Yes, it is.
There's no reason why this should be occurring
except problem, reaction, solution. They need justifications for FEMA to be out there all the time, coming to the rescue and taking our freedoms away so they can protect us. So, yeah, it serves a big purpose of them to have these monster storms constantly hammering these poor southern states. For that explicit reason alone, along with any other reasons they may want done.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seemed to me, I forget how much money New Orleans was given, and many, many people, even today, are saying there's still so much work that needs to be completed there, that many of the people who lost their homes or lost the ability to live in their homes never had their homes repaired. All this money was given to the city, and where did it get spent? Did they spend it all on the arena there where all that insanity took place?
Well, you know, Don, that's one thing I hate about our politics today. There's no accountability. How I hate that. I find myself accountable for everything I do, and I'm sure you do too. And I am totally disgusted to know a public servant, whether it's at the federal or state or local level, has public money, public funds, and they can't account for where it went. I would not waste any time hanging them, because there has to be accountability for these people. And I'm sick and tired of them getting away with everything and never being held accountable for any of it. That gets me going quick.
Yeah, well, you know my stance on that too. So,
yes, I know it's the same.
we're singing to the preacher.
Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir. I know that, but nonetheless, you know, there's never accountability, and the Americans better start getting ticked off about that. When are we going to hold these representatives accountable for everything they do?
Yeah, certainly that should be going on in New Orleans, I would think. The you know, it starts on a local level.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks to the federal government to take control of it. Look at what they're involved in. They're too busy covering up what the CIA is doing and what the FBI is not doing, and they're busy controlling religion so that only so much of the truth gets out. If any gets out at all, or just their agenda is what's taught and preached, while people continue to give millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, if not in the billions,
mm-hmm.
to many corrupt organizations that have sold their souls to the devil.
Sure. But there's never accountability. Just, I was listening to somebody the other day, I think it was Bob Chapman, and you know, how the Pentagon can't account for $2 trillion. It's missing. Oops. We're not sure we would place that cash, boys. Now, I should like to know why nobody's held accountable for that. I would have those guys swaying from tree limbs a long time ago. We're not talking a few dollars here. We're talking so much money that could be in all the Americans' pockets as the taxpayers that they stole it from, benefiting them individually and their families and their local communities. I'm just waiting for the rest of the Americans to get mad like I am when I hear that kind of stuff, because it's time for hanging. The days of just saying, oh, well, are over. We're talking about the saving of our country before it expires.
Yeah, I got to, it's funny you mentioned that $2 trillion. On September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld was before Congress telling them that they couldn't account for $2.3 trillion. Now, that was from the 2000 budget, and I heard on another network, this morning, I heard Cynthia McKinney in a recording of a hearing when she was in the Congress.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she brought up two prior years. One,
right.
One was in 1999. She mentioned again something like $2.1 trillion, and before that $1.9 trillion. Again, misappropriated, no accountability. You know, of course, what did they do to her? They got her unelected.
Yes, they did.
And they painted her as some kind of a wacko, but mm-hmm. in reality she was aware and
very accurate.
Yes, She was aware of what was going on, and she challenged it.
Yes, she did. As an American, she challenged them, and they shut her down. Oh, we can't allow anybody to shine a spotlight on our sinister, shadowy activity. So let's shut that spotlight off quick, please.
Yeah.
But she was absolutely right. And where's the rest of the Congress and the Senate? How come they're not up and down with these military guys with $2 trillion unaccountable for? I figure I know where the money must have went. It must have got flushed down the million-dollar toilet seats that they were selling back.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I was I put up an archive on my site from a show that I did with Jim Murray, actually you too, and I mentioned these toasters. If you remember the 1995 toasters that were stolen from a warehouse in Indiana, and they ended up in the hands of Halliburton. Halliburton sold these to the Pentagon through the secret office that they have in the White House and in the Pentagon, run by the CIA, and they sold them for $1,891 each. And the reason for this hefty price tag was that these were titanium toasters, if you remember me telling you that.
Yes. Yes.
That was a private deal that the vice president worked out.
Mm-hmm. With his cronies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you had a 1,000 toasters that would have cost $19,095. All of a sudden, we're $189,100.
Well, I wish I could operate my business like that, Don.
And how they came up with that figure is what baffles me.
Sure. I think they used the, what was that name of that accounting company for Enron, the Andrews accounting firm? They probably hired them for that accounting assignment.
Yeah, that's the same firm. Arthur Anderson?
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
That's the same accounting firm that we're not supposed to worry about Billy Graham's contributions either.
Mm-hmm.
In the disclaimer at the end of his shows. But they could do this with Enron with no problem.
Yes, that's right. You got to laugh, because otherwise you're just going to go crazy getting mad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's always...
They're getting away with a lot.
Isn't it always follow the money? It's
yes,
always
it is.
About the money. In some
Ultimately.
Way. In one way or another.
At the physical level... that's because at the physical level, money is the seat of material power. Whoever has it, whoever concentrates the most of it in their possession will have the most material power. And that's what they're after, material power to be used over mankind.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been sounding this alarm for the past 2 years or so regarding the amount of financial corruption that's going on, and everything that any of us are seeing if we're watching the mainstream media is a diversion so that we do not pay attention. And I would recommend anyone that wants to really see where the money is going, there's a very interesting series of articles that have come out in the last couple of weeks from publisher, editor Christopher Story at worldreports.org. And I posted these on my website, directlightproductions.com, under news. And go there and read about 41, 42, and 43. Those three presidents are involved in massive theft. Mm-hmm. Christopher found out that there was recently a transfer that took place between, let's say, the New York banks and London. And the amount of money that was moved was $18 billion, which happens to be how much money Leo Wanta claimed he had in Somalian treasury certificates. They could have been U.S. treasury certificates to the benefit of the Somali government as an ambassador. He was holding $18 billion in high-value certificates in his briefcase. And that money, $18 billion, was just transferred.
To where, Don?
To London. Now,
by who, Don?
By the corrupt yes? the corrupt administration.
Okay, now, number 41, old man Bush, right?
Bush, Clinton, and Bush are all involved.
Okay, now, old man Bush is a Knight of England. Now, I don't know if Slick Willie is or Cheney, but old man Bush is a Knight of England, so he's just doing his duty to the Queen and being loyal and faithful to the Queen, as any Knight of England would be. And that explains why the money ended up there.
Well, the money is supposedly in their names. This isn't money they're transferring out of an account to someone else's account. This is paid out to them.
And it's being stored in London bank accounts in their names?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now some of this has also been moved offshore. I mean, Putin was owed $30 billion out of these, what they're calling the Tier 10 payments. There are 10 scales of country payouts going to these diplomats that spent several months in New York City recently waiting for the Wantagate payments to finally come forward. And this was under threat of arrest. Bush himself was threatened to be arrested. Both Bushes, actually, and the Clintons as well.
And I love to see that.
And while Hillary was basically speaking before the Democratic National Committee this past week, this deal was going down. It was sort of a signal that, okay, now everything's all right. In other words, we'll back Obama if we get our money. It's just more theft we're talking about that's mm-hmm. going on. Not mm-hmm. to mention all the trillions and trillions of dollars that have been stolen. Right. Trillions with a T.
Yes.
And it's beyond most people's comprehension. Now, Putin was due $30 billion ever since the final settlement went down in December of 2005. We waited all of 2006 and all to 2007 and thus far 8 full months of 2008, and those payments have not been made, although it's been alluded to all the recipients or the would-be recipients that the payments have been made. Putin not getting his $30 billion up the ante by $57 billion. So he's now asking for $87 billion. And coincidentally, a war breaks out in Georgia.
Ah, well done.
Right?
Sure.
Basically 10 days before the deadline, which was August 18th. He
wow.
extended the deadline up until that following Monday. And again, you know, the promises were made. Yeah, the money's going to be paid out. The money's going to be paid out. All these different countries have arrest warrants out for key people involved in this theft and the money laundering. So
one very scary scenario regarding these clowns that are traitors and taking our country down. Because now, if it's true that they're being considered, viewed as criminals internationally, Don, we may be getting set up as for an attack internationally. Our country may be becoming viewed as the new monsters that the Nazis and the communists used to be to the whole world. They are now making our country have that appearance internationally and setting us up for an invasion attack, because now we're the threat to the safety and peace of the whole world. And that's a scary, scary scenario. That may justify to the world to rally against us and invade us with what would be a global army. I think it would be a UN army under the guise of the UN. They got to save the world from us because we're the monsters now. That's
But it's the same fascist, communist, Nazis that are doing this. That's,
exactly.
That's the illusion.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's right, Don. But the ultimate effect of all that illusion may be invade the United States because they're causing havoc to the whole world. We're invading everybody. We're causing wars. We're doing everything the Nazis and the commies were doing.
Yes, well, and this is a rogue group of their Illuminati bloodline.
But they're emanating from here, and the United States is not viewed too nicely around the world for the most part. As an American, if you travel around, I don't think you're going to be warmly greeted in a lot of countries. And so they're associating us with them, and that's what's scary because, you know, Washington's vision, at the end of the century, we get invaded. And so here we are at the end of the century, just 8-9 years after a century. And we're talking about a scenario where the world could justify invading us, Don, if this is all true. And so that's scary. That's very scary.
Now, the key to this, Michael, is none of this has to happen.
Sure, of course.
I mean, it's their intention to make this happen. That's obvious.
Right.
But we have the ability within us, those of us who are sane, I'm not talking about the ones pulling all this,
right,
and orchestrating it and carrying it out.
Right.
We have the ability to discern what is going on and choose a new reality for ourselves.
Yes, I agree.
That's the bottom line. And it starts with each one of us. We've talked about this. You and I have talked about the concept of repentance and forgiveness and love. We've talked about that.
And virtuous living.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And everything they're doing is an attempt to prevent us from being that and doing that.
That's absolutely right, Don.
And that's, you know, we're at fault for our complacency and for our apathy and our laziness and our ignorance.
Yes. Can't blame anybody else but ourselves for all of that. And that's why at the individual level, we can't allow ourselves to become that. Individually, I don't allow myself to ever get that way. And if everybody else in this country would start to do that, sure, we could turn things around quick.
Yeah, that's true.
And it works. It really does. And it's hard to believe. It could be so simple. But I'm telling you from personal experience, my 12, 13-year career at IBM as an engineer, I learned so much there. And as far as seeing the Lord work, through in my life, through all of my activity there. And in the beginning, first 5-6 years, a lot of the engineers, and I worked with great minds, sharp. Back in those days, IBM was the pinnacle. And that site at East Fishkill was the pinnacle in the world for technology, semiconductor fabrication. And I worked with, there was over 10,000 people on site. I worked with a lot of sharp minds. But they could not understand a lot of the stuff I was saying scientific concept-wise, but it all proved itself a few years afterwards, and they all acknowledged that from articles like Scientific American and stuff. And so I learned that by always operating with integrity, honesty, and being as good as I could possibly be, just for the sake of my self-satisfaction, knowing I gave it the best I could, whatever I was doing there. And I learned over time that, sure enough, the Lord is always working with us, and if we always operate virtuously, all those people that despise you or thought you were crazy or out there with your concepts eventually will acknowledge, if they're decent people, they will all acknowledge eventually the truth. And I had many people eventually say, Mike, holy smokes, you are exactly what you come off to be. I thought you were a phony. I couldn't believe anybody was really like that good. But you are really like that, Mike. And And I just want to let you know, I realize that now. I used to get that quite a bit by my 8th to 10th year in the company from people I knew my first 2 to 4 years at that site. And so it's through the virtuous living that we get powerful. Power comes to us as an individual when we live righteously in the eyes of God. That means just being virtuous in everything we do. And we could take this country back overnight, Don, if the Americans were educated about that way to live again.
Yeah, well, the way I see things panning out, we may not even have to lift a finger to take the country back.
That would be a dream come true.
You know, but that I see it that way because I'm not buying into the fear-mongering. I point it out. I draw attention to the fact that it is what it is, but I'm not supporting it.
Don't participate in it, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's right. Exactly.
So, I mean, that's part of my mission anyway, so.
Absolutely, Don. That's very worthwhile, and we all need to keep having that explained to us over and over until it sinks in thoroughly that there's two systems here, and we consciously decide which one we're going to participate in, God's or the counterfeit one.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would say this in closing out tonight's show. There are going to be many, many things revealed to us in the very near future that come from a very high place. And, you know, what you're saying is true. It leads us to the same place. There are many paths to get there, but we have to take care of our own personal business first before we can expand out into other realms. And as we become more conscious, these things are going to be revealed to us. In fact, as they're revealed to us, that's going to precipitate our rise in consciousness. And as time goes by, those of us who are searching for answers, and you know, we're rhetorically discussing these things tonight. It's not that we haven't thought about the solutions. We're recognizing that there are many who are waking up that aren't quite ready to take that leap of faith. And really, that's what you're talking about. If I'm not misunderstanding what you're saying, it's really a leap of faith, isn't it?
It always starts that way. And then through experience, your faith is so concrete that it's instinctive. It becomes so natural to you that you know there's no other way. And but in the beginning, yes, Don, it's always a leap of faith, but then you have to do the legwork. And then with the legwork, you find that your faith brought you to a good place, whether it's intellectually or physically or spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're at a whole new plateau, and then you take it from there, and you keep moving forward and upward. That's what life's all about. We're either moving forward and upward, or we're standing still, or we're going backwards and downward. Those are the only three things that we can do in life.
Yep, that's very true. Well, I think we better say goodnight to our listening audience, and also thank Billy for calling in and letting us know that at least in terms of the spiritual side of all of this, Spirit moved us to talk about the topics we talked about tonight, and Billy pointed out it was being discussed verbatim on another show. So that's how Spirit works.
Now, I think they're listening to you on that other show.
You think so? Yeah, maybe they are. Well, they're talking about aliens now.
They're tuning in.
Well, you know, the truth is the truth, and
that's right.
We can't change it. We can only do our best to
keep it alive.
Yeah, and to reveal it, you know, to have it be revealed to ourselves as well as to help, let's say, promote whatever message comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you I had no idea. I told the listening audience I had no idea what we're going to talk about, but as we began speaking, I just felt that some of these issues are worth recognizing because it makes a whole lot more sense out of what's going on when you look at the bigger picture. There's always someone hiding behind it.
Absolutely.
The veil, that magic curtain that they had in The Wizard of Oz.
That's right.
There's always someone there.
The smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. Well, Michael, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure, Don.
And we've got you booked for two more shows this month, and we're going to be talking about some health issues, I know. And we may even be coming back to one of your favorite topics also.
Oh, boy.
And I feel it's important in terms of all the things that are coming down with these vaccines and these scares of pandemics and the, mm-hmm. and the actual chemtrails and the fact that people are getting sick.
Yes.
We should be talking about, some solutions for people to, protect themselves.
So. Yes, sir, Don. You betcha. And I'll be looking forward to that at the physical level. You know, protection for, with your health is paramount and it's just a great privilege to be able to assist fellow Americans, brothers and sisters, in that capacity. And so I'll be looking forward to discussing more of that with you, Don.
Well, and then for those listeners out there that have heard some shows, past shows that Michael and I have been involved in, I started September 1st on the hair formula. So... We're going to see if my hair gets darker
mm-hmm.
And back to the original color. That'd be interesting.
Yes, that's your only intention. You have a full head of hair, so you don't need the hair formula for growth itself. But you will see, because it's so rejuvenating on the key glands and organs for hair production, that your natural color will start to show up with this formula.
Well, it'll be interesting. They say I look distinguished with gray hair. I wonder how I'll look, you know, with my natural color. No one ever said I look distinguished with it.
You'll look more distinguished, I'm sure, Don, with the natural color.
Yeah, that's a way that, that's a nice way of saying you look old.
Yes, it is. You got that right.
But they don't want to come out and say it honestly. You know?
They're all going to, the reaction you'll be getting, Don, will be, wow. That's what you'll be getting from everybody. And the hair formula is my most recent invention out of all my formulas. That one's only maybe 3 years old now where I perfected it. I had it in the works for quite a few years, but it was 3 years ago that I really perfected it, like my other formulas, the Infection Killer, the Rapid Heal, where it works. Just in a, you know, you get stunning results, and the hair formula does that too. So I'm looking forward, Don, to hearing back from you down the road another month thereabouts and seeing the, get a progress report from you on that one.
Okay. I'm not that vain to worry about it, but it's worth a try to see what happens, you know.
Oh, you're going to be impressed.
And maybe you can rename it and call it Just for People.
That's a good one. Well, I call it beautiful hair because, you know, if you're bald and you didn't have hair for a real long time, or if you've just been bald, like even with women, you know, when they see that hair coming back up, they say, it's beautiful hair. And that's why it's called beautiful hair. It does generate beautiful hair.
Okay. All right. Well, Michael, it's time to say goodnight. Thank you so much for being on the show. And
thank you again, Don.
I look forward to your next two visits this month.
Same here.
And we're going to get into a good discussion about some of your products. Anybody who's actually interested in Michael's private stock, you can go to my website, Direct Light Productions, go to the sponsors page, and click on Michael Anthony, and it'll take you to a separate page. Michael's contact information is there, and he'll be happy to consult with you and discuss any health issue that might be giving you some problems, and he'll give you some suggestions. as to what you can do.
Definitely.
In the meantime, I want to thank Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and Seth Hendrick for handling the sound and working out the bugs with the phone system tonight. To the listening audience, thank you for tuning in to Evident Footprints. You've been listening to me, Don Nikoloff, and my special guest, Michael Anthony, and Michael will be back later on this month. So be sure to tune in. Great show tomorrow evening. Billy Fay Woodard will be our guest, and we're going to be talking about UFOs and the Hollow Earth and some spiritual issues that are going to be in the forefront of most of our lives in a very short period of time. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. In the meantime, have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.